Okay, now we're on Ma'aser Sheni Daf Hey. So we're continuing the Limud. Then we have a difference in the Shita of Rabbi Huda. What by the Mishnah Kedushin he said Bein Chai Bein Shochot, that when you're Mekadesh an Isha, that it's like a Bechor and it's good no matter what you do. And Hacha in Amishah Ma'aser Sheni Hu Amar Chai V'Loi Shochot. We just finished saying that it's only if it's alive, but if it's geshochten, if it's a tam, we said it's not going to be mekudeshes because it's mishulchan gavaya kazahu. So we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. That's the one. That's kasha.
But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't come mishulchan
gavaya. Rabbi Yehuda over here in Argamar says that it is mishulchan gavaya. That's why if it's shochet, it's not mekudeshes. That's the stira. That's the Gemara's assuming. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's saying. The Gemara tries to answer what you just said. Taman in the Mishnah Kedushin, where it says you can be Mekadesh an Isha after it's Yeshochten, that's B'Shem Garmei, that's himself. The Hacha over here, it says B'Shem Rabbi Shuban Levi, it's a beautiful saying over B'Shem Rabbi Shuban Levi. In other words, it's two different opinions. The one in Kedushin, Taka would hold its Mekadesh even if it's Shochten. And when he makes a diak from our Mishnah, that's like Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's one teretz. Another teretz, afilu tamar. Another way to answer it is afilu tamar v'kan v'shen garmei, that both are his own shita. And what the difference is? What the machlokes in kedushin between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is v'mekadesh b'chai. That's when Mekadesh, while the animal is still alive, uberoi lipolo la'achar shechita. That means he's being Mekadesh with the meat that he's going to get after your mark of the carbon. That's when he said that we learn other kachim from Bechor, the Mekadesh Mesa Isha. But after the shechita, everybody will mask him the Mekadesh, Mekalka is in with Kadeshas. So only while it's alive. What's the chiluk taka? Let's see, it says over here. Yeah, there's a little pilpul here you have to say here. It's a little complicated. Because the Gemara doesn't make any sense. What's the Gemara doing over here? The Gemara's trying to make a fancy chiluk, but over here, what is the pshat over here? What's the svara?
What's the difference?
You make Mekadesh while it's alive with the chiluk that's going to happen later on. Well, why is that different? Later on, it's not going to work, but now because it's alive, it is going to work. It doesn't make any sense.
So what's the pshat?
So he says in the bottom, very, very sharp. He says, let's talk about Bezman HaZeh. Let's talk about Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Chorev. What happens if you shecht a Bechor?
Is it a Balmum or not?
It's not a Balmum. We're talking about a Bechor of Tam, and you shecht it. What's the din with the Basar? It's Shchutei Chutz. It's Atzer B'Hano. So the Basar, right? The Basar after Shechita is completely not going to be Mekudeshes. That's what he says. He says, "Ha lefitaret zel lo medubar kan klal v'kain shem kadosh v'chel chelak shem kabel mikarbon." We're not talking about the kohen. We're talking about bal habehema. We're talking about the one who owns the animal. Shem kadosh esayisha b'behema shehikdash l'charbon. He was mekadosh with a behema that he was makdash for carbon. I shouldn't have said b'chor. I'm sorry. We're talking about the Mishnah Kedushin. So we're talking about his mekadosh b'chelkai. It says over there in the Mishnah, over there in Kedushin, that it's Mechelko, it's his portion. But not, it doesn't mean he's a Kohen, it means he's a Yisrael, and he's Mekadesh with an animal that belongs to him, right? Well, Eid of Mekadesh while it's alive. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Shan Kedushin Kolam, it's good. Why? Because Kachim Kolam is Mamon Bailim. While the Kachim Kolam are alive, they are the guy, the Behema belongs to the Yisrael, right? So what? So this is what he says. The Kedushin are Beroi Lipolo La'achar Shechita means what?
He's going to get his portion after.
Right. After, right. That's the chelek. He's going to get a chelek from the animal afterwards. Okay?
After the shechita. And that's what he
did. Yeah. So this is explaining why it is a kedushin. And Rav Meir holds no kachum kalmas mom and gavoyah, and that's why it's not a kedushin. Now, what about the other plate? What about our Mishnah? One second. Oh, he's giving a different. This is a different thing. I got mixed up with the Bishamakdish Kaim. That's another thing. Scratch what I said about the Bishamakdish Kaim. That's a different discussion. That was a different footnote. I'm sorry. I mixed it up. Okay, let me review this again. I'm sorry. I said something. I don't know why. I must have seen this before or something else. Let's go over it again. Okay, so now we're talking about, right, let's go back to the stira one more time. We've got to learn through it again. Sorry. I beg your pardon. You have a stira between Rabbi Yehuda in one location. He seems to indicate the Bechor is Chai, V'lo Shochet, that's our Gemara here. And we have the Gemara in Kedushin that says Bechor, we learn other Kodshim from Bechor, that just like Bechor, whether it's Chai, whether it's Shochet, it's good Kedushin, so too over here by Kodshim it's good. So it's this Michlof Ishitose, first Teretz was it's two different people, second Teretz it's the same person. But one is talking about what? He's Mekadesh Bechai, that what? That the Machloikas in Kedushin, where it says that Yehuda holds it, is Mekudeshes, is talking about where the owner of the animal is being Mekadesh at when the animal is alive. And he holds the reason why we're not talking about the Kohen, we're talking about the Bailam, who originally was Makdish, the Kodshim Kalim. He holds Kodshim Kalim as Maman Hedget, that the Bailam own it. So therefore, before he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, he can be Makadish the Isha with what's Roy Lovoy Loy La'ach HaShechita, because ultimately he's going to get the Vassar. So that's why it's Mekudesh. But now, Hanami, if you're talking about a Bechor and you're talking about a Kohen, then the Kohen is getting a Mishulchan Gavoya, and therefore it won't be Mekudesh La'ach HaShechita. Okay, so that's a basic difference, whether you're talking about the owner or you're talking about the Kohen. That's really what the Gemara is basically saying.
But that's only according to Rav Meir.
That's according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda
and Rabbi Meir argue whether it's Momen Gavoya or Momen Hegit. Rabbi Meir holds the same Mekudeshes over there in Kedushim because he holds this Momen Gavoya, right. And Mela, even the Bailam can't be Mekadesh anybody with it, even Lacher. It's not going to help.
I'm telling you now, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying Terence Gavaldic.
That he can be
Mekadesh La'achar Shechita. Correct. That's what it says. Okay. My time with Shimon Levi. So now, what is his reason? Why does he hold he cannot be Mekadesh with a Bechor that Shochet?
Cannot,
Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shimon Levi. She E.F. Shul Mekadesh Bechor Shochet. Remember, we said, let me back up again. I forgot to say something. Now the Gemara is going back to the first Teretz. This is the one thing you have to realize. The Gemara's first Teretz was that Rabbi Yehuda was one in the Gemara and Kedushin, that was his own Shita, that you could be Mekadesh. But our Gemara is B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who holds that Bechor is only Chai, but not Shochet, right? Right? Remember, that was the first Teretz. So now the Gemara is asking, my time to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, according to that Mahalach that he holds, you cannot be Mekadesh while it's Shochet, what's the reason? Because it says, that since it says in the Pasuk, it compares the Basar to the Chazim HaShaik, so just like Chazim HaShaik is not considered Mamun Koyin, and if he was Mekadesh, he's not Mekudeshes, so too, we'll just accept that for the time being. So too, the Basar of the Bechor, Achar Shechita, is also going to be not Mekudeshes. It's a special limud. My time to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, what does he hold? Because he holds, it says, Yilacha. right? Ubisorim yiloch, right? So what's yiloch mean? Yiloch means it's yours. B'chol tzarkecha, right? I feel like a shechita that it's yours even after shechita. So what is Rabbi Yishuv and Levi going to do with yiloch? So the Gemara says, Riba lai, havaya acharas shehei nechal l'shnei yom v'ilai lai echad. That if you wouldn't have yiloch, how do you know how many days you can eat a b'char? If you look in the Mishnah of Ezo Mekamen, if you looked it up, I looked it up just before, it's at the very end of the parak over there, it says it's Nechal, Lishnei Yomim, V'layla Echad, it says it's eaten for 2 days. What? How do they know it's eaten for 2 days? So he says that we learn it from Yeloch. It gives you a Habaya Acheres. What does he mean by Habaya Acheres? Because a default carbon kachukalim would be like a Toida. A Toida is Nechal, L'yom, V'layla. So how do you know you can eat it for 2 days? It's yeloch. I'm giving you a habaya acheres, another habaya that's like the taiga, which is 1 day, 1 night. This is 2 days and 1 night. Okay, that's the limud. So that's if anybody ever asks you, how do you know that you can eat a b'char for shnei yom v'layla echad? You told me it's a perfect shalom yeloch. They'll be very impressed. I guarantee you. Eibachal ma'aseh shenol asimah. Now let's get to the final halachas over here, which have to do with redeeming on coinage, right? So you have to have, normally what we've been saying all along is that you have to have a coin with a stamped a face figure on it, right? That's usually what they have. Masisa like Rav Dusa, and Rav Dusa argues on this Mishnah. Rav Dusa has a very interesting shita. The Tony, there's a brisa that says, Machal Mai Sashini La Simon. Remember the Asimons that they used to use for the phone? From it.
Maybe that's why it's called an
asimon,
because it didn't have a face on it.
It didn't have a face on it,
exactly.
Sorry. Right. So, Rav Daisha, and they don't allow it. My time, Rav Daisha, what does he hold? Tzarta hakasef kol dorosh hu nitzra mechaveri. Tzarta hakasef from Lashon tzar of keeping it. In other words, I'm keeping, I'm protecting,
bundling
it. Like I'm gathering it. I'm trying to protect the money so that you don't get it, right? So that's anything that has a value, even an asimo has nothing to do with tzura. Most of you, the Chacham disagree. This is it's missing some words in the Gemara, but over here you have to insert the Chacham Darshan v'yesh lo tzura. It has to have a tzura. V'yotzal gam tzurasa. It has to be accepted by tov la socher. It has to be spendable. Daf heyom and beis. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Yerachanan, divrei Rabbi Daisa. According to Rabbi Daisa, machal meiser al litra shel kesef. Then according to Rabbi Daisa, you could be machal ma'aseh sheni on a silver, what do they call it? Call slug. Stuff? Slug?
Yeah.
That's how he translates it?
No.
I was going to
say. It's called litra.
Litra, I would say it's, what do they sell? When they sell bullion, they sell, you know, a silver
rectangle.
Bar. That's called bullion.
A bar.
I call it bullion. Okay.
This is a chaticha. This is not a bar. This is a piece.
Litra.
Yeah, but he says in Hebrew, chaticha shel kesef, the mishkal litra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I call it
a small piece, not a whole bar.
Okay.
A whole bar of silver. We were being sitting praying.
That would be more. Yeah, okay. I didn't know that.
The weight of the bar.
Yeah.
I didn't know how big the bar was. You know how much bullion weighs? It weighs a lot? I don't know.
No, it depends on how much she got.
Yeah, you make a little mini billions.
I have some of them at home. They're very tiny.
How many do you have?
Yeah, the bullions are nice and big.
Okay.
I got a lot of that.
So, okay, so the Gemara wants to be a dyak in Rabbi Yochanan's language. He says, litra shol kesef. Why did he use kesef? Why didn't he just say, Machal and Meiser al Kesef, that according to Rav Daisa, you could use Kesef to be, why did he say litra shel Kesef? So Gemara says, Ilo Amar Kesef, if he would only said Kesef without the word litra, Havina Naman, I would have said, Shishem Shel Amar Kesef, Kach Amar Azov, that just like Kesef would be good. So gold would also be good. Or Ilo Amar Kasef, what else would I have said? Havim Marin Afashivei Karos. Meaning even a broken silver plate, that would also be good. Have a litra shel kasef. So have a litra shel kasef. That's why he had to say the words litra to tell me that would even Reb Daisa agrees that if it's a broken shard of silver that you cannot use that to be paita. He has standards also. It's not like anything goes. Okay, so it has to be a coin. It just doesn't have to have a tzura on it.
No, it can't be gold.
And it can't be gold. That's another point.
It says kesef.
Right, it says kesef, correct. Hakol maidim. Now the Gemara says that Reb Daisa agrees. Shem hachalam, I saw him, I saw him, l'ulu yar. Now, in the bathhouse, they had, you have to pay your way to get into the bathhouse. So they had what's called an ulyar, who collected the money, right?
Yeah.
Eight, what's it say here? Attended. The Balonim and the Bader Markets used to, the attendant used to accept payment for their service, and they would be paid, if people would give them like the worst kind of coins, the Matbeot Geruot, as he calls them, right? Or Matbeot Geruot. So he would also hold that is not acceptable, because since it's not over La Soikar, he would not accept it. Now, the Gemara qualifies that rule. That's Hadon Tamar of Darshem Yochan Alitzala Oyar. That means that the Oyar, in other words, if I have a $1 Garua coin, so the Oyar normally charges a dollar, he'll accept that coin as a dollar payment. But if you were to go to an exchange guy and say, okay, how much money will you give me for this coin? He'd say, I'll give you 75 cents for that. But I won't give you a dollar because it's in such bad shape. So he says, that. If you went to the exchange guy, machalo. In other words, if I wanted to use that coin for Meiser Sheni, what the Gemara is first saying is that even Reb Doi says maskim, if it's only what the ulyar will accept, then that won't be good. In other words, I can't use it for a dollar. The ulyar will accept it as payment of a dollar for the fee. But the 75 cents, you could use. You could use it for 75 cents worth of Meiser Sheni. That's the one. Okay.
Does it have a picture on it?
No. I don't know. It calls it gruos. I'm not exactly sure what it looks like. So it just calls it gruos. I'm not sure.
It is a coin. It's got a picture on it, but a lot... Silver may be rubbed off.
I don't know the details of it.
The quality is down.
Yeah. So let's suppose that there's two standards over here. We have a government standard, and we have the people standard. In other words, sometimes the government will say, okay, we don't want to recognize anymore. Let's take for an example. What were those dollars that had a woman on the Susan B. Anthony. Let's use that as an example. Let's suppose the United States government said the Susan B. Anthony dollars, no good. We're disqualifying those. Everybody who has them, take them home and keep them in your dollar, your coin collection. But no more. Meanwhile, the people in the supermarket, they're still accepting the Susan B. Anthony's, in spite of what the government says. That's what we're talking about here. That's it says it.
But it's the opposite.
I said the opposite.
The government.
The other way around. I saw. Just reverse it.
You had a grace time that you could bring your old shekel yashan, and get the shekel chadash.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant. Okay, yeah. I didn't realize what you meant.
Yeah,
okay.
$500 bill now. You won't find them, but they're legal tenders.
Legal? Yeah. Or illegal?
No, they are legal.
They are legal?
No, but
the banks will chop them up because they have some.
No, but that's not about bashan. If so, this is what we're talking about.
They don't print them anymore.
Yeah, but that's not
Nifsal. That's not Nifsal. They become rare.
It's more than $500. It's worth $700 or whatever.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said it backwards. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, without going backwards, we'll keep going. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yonasan ba'as kasimon, that this will be the machloikas. Okay, we have a machloikas here. Is it like, is it Rabbi Yosi who says it's good? The Chacham would say it's no good. That would be Rabbi Yosi's shita about this matbeah shenifsal. And Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yonasan says, matbeah shem lachem yishanim neymar. That the pshat is what if it's like the earlier kings, right? Malchim Rishonim. So you had coins that were issued by the previous malchus. Now the new malchus comes out. What happens with them? So then it depends if they're yotzei. If people will accept them, then you could use them. If you can't be yotze, if they're not usable, then ainu machalal. So what would that mean for us, for our purposes?
Oh, so if people still use it, so then you can use them for maisa.
Oh, what it says.
To deconcentrate on it. But if people don't use them because they're not allowed, then you can't use them.
Okay.
If it's only the metal worth, so then it's not a madbea, then it's not worth anything. Then how can you say that it's not good? If this Surah is still acceptable, even though it's an old king, then it's fine.
Then it's fine.
That's what it's
out. Yeah. So Matbeya, finally, the Gemara says, Shemorad, if you had Kugan Ben Kuziba, and he has a nice little discussion here about who Ben Kuziba was. This, he says, is Rabbi Kiva, as you remember, thought that, that Bar Kokhba, he thought Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. Bar Kokhba's real name was Ben Kuziba. Why do you call him Bar Koichva? Because Darach Koichav mi Yaakov, because of the Pasuk, he thought he was Mashiach, and therefore he called him Bar Koichva. It turned out not to be Mashiach. Anyway, so in his rebellion against the Roman government, so he went ahead and he issued his own coins. And it was a 2.5-year rebellion, apparently. And
he was the one on the top of that mountain.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. So if you have one of his coins, so it says over here that it's Eino Machal. You can't use the Ben Kuziba coinage to do Chilul Maisos.
Oh, when he was killed,
the coins became worthless, right?
Like Confederate money.
There's a Shaila here in the Mefarshim, whether we're talking about during the rebellion or after the rebellion.
Well, the Romans invalidated.
Different Mefarshim, different ways. Let's just finish a couple more lines, because I got to finish up here. If he had Mois, this is where you had other countries, and these people were at war, and they said anybody caught with these coins will confiscate them. It's called Mois Shal Sakona. That's one way to learn it. The Gra holds that this has a different shot here. I'll say the Gra in a second. Also of the Kumei Rabimi, he said that you take the Hana and you throw it in the Yam HaMelech. So this is a big Shaila, how to learn this Gemara. So we have to go and look at a couple of different sources over here. First, just to show you very quickly, when he says, Yolach HaNol Yom HaMelach, so look at the marafold at the bottom, the last line. He says, V'hamayser miskalel. In other words, it'll work, right? It'll work. It'll end up, right? You have to throw the coin into the Yom HaMelach, because obviously it's dangerous to hold on to this, but it's going to work. Then you can take a look at the bottom line of the Pnei Moshe. He says, "V'ha Meiser Atzmai Eino Mecholol." He says the opposite, that the Meiser is not going to be Mecholol, right? The bottom line of the Pnei Moshe. Take a look at the bottom line of Rash Sirilo. He says, not the last line, but the last part. Okay, here's a different pshat altogether. Okay, don't forget about Rosh Tzirilo for the time being. So we have two Mefarshim over here, exactly what the din is of, right, of what will happen if you machal it on this, the way we're learning it, that it's the Mois Shal Sakona. Now the Gra learns completely different. He has a different gersa altogether. And he says that we're talking about Nesach. So Yayin Nesach, what's the rule of Yayin Nesach? Yayin Nesach is also Bahano. If I go ahead and I pay you for your Yayin Nesach, I buy Yayin Nesach from, or I sell Yayin Nesach Let's have the case like sell the Nesach. I sell the Nesach to another Yid, and he pays me for it. The Yai Nesach is Toifes Es Domov. That means that the Isra Hanoah, it's also Hanoah, and the coinage, they're both also Hanoah. You have to throw it in Yom HaMelech. Now, before I throw it in Yom HaMelech, I take these coins, and I'm Machal Ma'isa Sheni on them. So that was the question, the Gemara. Nesach. So now the Gemara has a whole interesting shot over here. So now, what was the Ma'isa with Kumi Rabimi? He said, Yola Hanoah Yom HaMelech. So he says a pshat like this. So let's take a look at the gra, the Bir HaGra. Take a look at the bottom over here. See the bottom line of this first column, Sh'al Nesach. You see?
Yeah.
The gra says, Yayin Nesach, Toifes Es Domov, Lesser Bahano. Upasak Rabbi Imi, Taha Peres Maisa Shini Shechel Aleyim, Yotzin L'chulin. So the first thing you got to know is that it is Yotzin L'chulin. It will go and will become chulin. Okay? Vahamois in Rashayim Lehonis, but you can't use the money, right? Because they're also Vahanoah, because they were used for Nesach.
Right.
Now, so that's number one. Those are going to have to go, for sure, they're going to have to go the Le'am HaMelech. Now, there's another thing he's adding, though. On them. He's adding another point here. Let's suppose you're going, Dov's going to Yerushalayim, I've got some, what do you call it? I've got some Moes of Chulin. Yeshlein Moes Chulin. I have Moes which are Chulin. That means to say Dov has some Moes Chulin. Mavakesh Shimenu, he's going to Yerushalayim, so I'm asking, Dov, do me a favor. I need some cash. Here are my Meiser Sheni payers. You give me your money, and you'll be paid to my Meiser Sheni for the money, right? I think so. Am I saying this right?
Vakshimar
Shihe Ma Isav Mukulam of Payraisav, Shiesh Lakan. You'll be Machalel the payers, right? Bahamois Yeshu Takas Yakabir. I'll give you the money. So, right, Dov? So you'll give me the money to be Machal my Maisa Cheni. My Maisa Cheni will become Chulin. I'll be able to eat them now. I'm going to give you back your money. You're going to Yerushalayim anyway. What do you care? So now you'll have to spend. You'll have to spend that money, besides all your other money you're going to be spending on Ma'aser Sheni, right? You'll also have additional money. Here's another $10 you'll have to spend on Ma'aser Sheni. Now, that's a little bit of a tircha, right?
Yes.
It's a tircha. Now, he can't buy anything besides Paris with that money. There's a story.
You said he has other money.
But he's got now more. He's got a bigger headache. He had a $100 headache. Now he has a $110 headache. I don't like to use the word headache, but you follow what I'm saying, right? I'm being matriachim. So that's what it says here. Who yochal payers of kamachun? Oba'ar ha'toiva shahaya noisim l'chaveirai. This taiva that Dov is doing for me, hach toiva ba'atzmei osa loy hamois nesach. So it comes out, look at the money that I used to convert my Ma'aser Sheni. We're saying it works, right? We're saying that the conversion works. The kedusha comes off the money, off the payers, onto the money which is nesach kesef, right? So that means there's a hanah I'm getting out of the kesef, which is that same type of hanah. How do you measure that hanah? That's the hanah. There's a certain type of hanah. There's a certain whatever that favor that you would have done me to take that ma'aser sheni off my hands and take it to Yerushalayim. That type of hanah. That value, that's what he's adding.
You have to throw it.
I'm just giving you my example with Dov is just a way to measure what that value is. That's what the Gra is saying. Very interesting shot. Follow?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're just going to finish the last page on Vav and Aleph at the top. There's a couple of lines we have to do. Ha'ilam noy shal diskanim. If he had. This is a melech who is batla malchusa. He's no longer the king, and my boy is his money, his currency is no longer going to be used anymore. So what's the rule there? Rabbi Yaakov Azandi.
They are being used, but not at the same amount of money.
Right, it's like the
25 cents. Yeah, they use, right, but pachas. They're used, but pachas mishavim. You're right. They're worth less. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, B'shem Rabbi Avu, Machalon Kederach Shehin Yofen Eitzah Tormasar, that you could use it according, like we said before, 75 cents to the dollar, right? Bikir Shalai Tzion, Machalon Kederach Shehin Machal Alehim. And you're not Mechuyev, in other words, you're not Mechuyev to go out of your way to try to figure out, is there somebody here that'll give me better a return on my money? Just you use the money. When you, in other words, you go to Yerushalayim. Let's say you go to Yerushalayim. Now you've got these, 75 cents per dollar coinage. You just can go to the market and find people who will sell you stuff at 75 cents. You don't have to try to find somebody who'll give you 90 cents on the dollar or a dollar on the dollar. You don't can spend it regularly. And that's the thing where it ends. Well, this we end. Daf Vav. Daf Hey.